Welcome to the 2/22/2022 edition of the Daily Wager podcast. Yeah, we had to do that. It feels like we're all contractually obligated to acknowledge the date today, but that's enough of that. Huge card in college basketball tonight. Buckle up, sit back. It's coming your way now.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Alongside Tyler Foljam, my name is Joe Fortenball. Welcome back to Las Vegas, buddy. How was the trip to Jackson?
Trip was great, as always. A nice little gentleman's retreat to the lovely mountains of Jackson Hole. My insides, though, are still recovering from overloads or overdoses of animal fat and alcohol. So I'll do my best. I'll do my best to be on my A game here. But I don't know if you believe in, like, you know, astrology, anything like that. But is it going to be a lucky day for bettors when it's 2/22/2022? Is that going to be a good day for bettors? Or
it's going to be a good day for me. I'm going to come in optimistic. My oldest was born on 2/2, and I have played 2 in roulette ever since. And that kid's, I took that kid to the track once. I never went at the horse track. And the only time I ever took him, I think I bet 5 races. I turned a profit in all 5 races. All 5. Now, I didn't walk out of there with riches, but I was winning money in every race. The night he was born, the Warriors covered the spread against the Clippers. That Sunday, 3 days later when we were in the hospital, the Patriots came all the way back in the Super Bowl to beat Atlanta and cover the spread. So anything involving 2 means I think of my oldest, and he's been very lucky. So, yeah, I'm saying I'm going to be hot today. You by proxy are going to be hot. And let's start with Arkansas and Florida. This is one of the big games in the SEC tonight. Pick 'em. Both teams coming off huge wins. Florida hosting. Pick 'em game. Total of 135. What would you play here?
Well, now that you've dropped that knowledge about the number 2 on me, I'm kind of interested to hear what you have to say first. But I will play the Arkansas side. I think they are the better team. Obviously, it's dangerous. They are a road-ranked team against an unranked home team. Florida's, you know, a good program. But Arkansas is 17-10 against the number this season, and they've been really good on the road, 5-2 ATS on the road this season. So those numbers there, those trends, a little bit better than Florida. The game has moved, I believe, towards Florida. Wasn't Arkansas favored by a point or so last night? Now it's that pick 'em. That's a little concerning. I think they're the better team. Both teams coming off, some good wins. I think Arkansas is going to continue that momentum here as just the better team. I think they've won 9 of their last 10 or 8 of their last 10 games. So they're in a good spot. The fact that you can get them at a pick 'em, and the fact they've been so good in this spot on the road and just one of the better SEC teams against the number this season gives me my pick there.
Agreement. I'm playing Arkansas as well. So one element to look at here, you just hit on it, the fact that both teams are coming off huge wins. Arkansas takes out Tennessee. Florida takes out Auburn. A lot of times that could set up a potential letdown spot. I don't think that's happening with Arkansas. I think it is happening with Florida. Florida's win was massive because they are kind of flirting with whether or not they're getting into March Madness, whether or not they're going to get into the tournament. That win was huge. And I think you get that win over Auburn, you kind of sit back a little bit and think, all right, the big goal of making the tournament, that looks like something we're going to achieve. For Arkansas, Musselman's got them peaking at the right time. They've won 11 of their last 12. And the one loss was on the road by 1 point against Alabama. This team's a freight train right now. I don't think they're headed for a letdown. So I'm with you. I would play Arkansas in this spot. It's a pick 'em. I think it's going to be a tight game, but give me Musselman and the Razorbacks, who are in much better form right now than the Florida Gators. Game number 2. This should be a big one tonight. UConn's hosting Villanova. This game was a pick 'em. UConn is now -2, total of 138. What do you like here?
I would play Villanova plus the points and sprinkle a little on the money line. Villanova Anytime they are getting points in this conference, even on the road against a team as good as UConn, it perks my ears up. I do like the Wildcats in this matchup. Colin Gillespie is a little banged up, but I expect him to be in the lineup there tonight for what is obviously going to be a big time game. So I like the road dog here, especially now that they are getting points. UConn is a great team, like I said, but I think Nova is clear the class once of that conference once they are engaged, and this game will certainly have their attention in stores tonight.
Okay, so you and I were aligned on Arkansas. We're going to go head to head on this one. I'm going to play UConn at -2. It's going to be a smaller play because it's already jumped 2 points, and this should be a tight game. Go back to when these two first played at Nova on February 5th. Villanova could not miss in that game. They shot 54% from deep. They shot 60% from the field. Their second best shooting performance in 27 games this season. They also got 6 more free throw attempts. I think that balances out a little bit when UConn plays at home. UConn 12-2 at home this season. Nova, as good as they are, 7-4 on the road. UConn lost to Xavier, and since then they've ripped off 3 straight wins, and they're all big games. They beat St. John's, they beat Seton Hall, and then they beat Xavier. They got their revenge in that game. I think that's happening tonight as well. I like the payback angle. UConn -2. It's a little bit of a smaller wager considering the movement so far, but I will be on the Huskies. Your alma mater tonight, Missouri, is catching 11. Total of 130.5 as they host Tennessee, who's coming off that aforementioned loss to Arkansas. Are you backing your Tigers tonight?
You know me better than that, Joseph. I am going to break it up, though, in the first 20 minutes. I'm going to take Tennessee -6 in the first half. Missouri's actually been a good team covering the number at home because they're usually getting somewhere around 11, 12, 13, 14 points. So I feel like the back door has opened up for the Tigers a lot this season. However, we know Tennessee is wildly better and wildly more talented team. They are coming off that loss to Arkansas, so they will be fired up to take advantage of a weaker opponent, which the Missouri Tigers certainly are a weaker opponent in every which way you want to slice it. So even though they are on the road, I will jump on them on the first half thinking they really get, or Rick Barnes really gets a concerted effort in those first 20 minutes, and it's a smaller number to cover, obviously, than having the 11 for the last 20 minutes, because like I said, Mizzou has been, even though they're not a good team, they usually have such large spreads at home. They've covered a lot. So I want to take out that back door and just play Tennessee -6 in the first half against Ole Mizzou.
Nobody hate fades their alma mater quite like Tyler Foljam. Football, basketball, probably baseball in the spring. You name it, he's there to fade. Final play for me. This might be one of those bet it but don't watch it type games. Boise State and San Diego State. Boise's laying 2, total of 119.5. This is going to be an under. All right, this is going to be an under bet. This game is going to be ugly. These two have played once this season. In that game, they scored 79 points. Now, one team didn't score 79 to the other team scoring 75. They combined to score 79 points. It was 42-37 in favor of Boise. Why? There are a lot of factors that went into it, but they both play incredible defense and very slow basketball. San Diego State, number 1 in KenPom's defensive efficiency. Boise is 11th. San Diego State, 275th in tempo. Boise is 302nd. In addition, both teams are awful shooting free throws. So even if they're getting free opportunities late in the game or late in the first half, it's not like they knock them down. When they got together the first time, the total was 124. They have readjusted this 4.5 points south. I don't think it's enough. I don't think we're in any danger of this game being played at a fast tempo. I think it's 2 elite defenses. It's going to be higher scoring than last time. How could it not be? They only scored 79 total points, but I don't see it eclipsing 119.5. So final play on the pod, San Diego State, Boise State in an ugly one, under 119.5. And that is a wrap. 10 minutes of the bets we promised that you needed delivered. Subscribe, rate, review if you get the opportunity. A lot of action today. Daily Wager, ESPN2, 6 p.m. Eastern. A lot to get to regarding the second half of the NBA season, some futures action, and some more college hoops. Thank you for checking us out. Best of luck tonight. We'll see you tomorrow morning.